This is the podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life. That's why we call it Which Way Is Life? Episode number 37. My guest today, Diane Lang. Learn how to find more balance and get your life back with the Journal of Truth. Easy steps to help your work life and what an emotional detox is. That and more coming up with Diane Lang. And if I could just ask a quick favor, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. And it's brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Free book, over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt that's real. Real Salt brand sea salt.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired, get healthy, reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
So darn excited to have Diane Lang on with us today. Diane is a therapist, educator, and author with an expertise in multiple mental health, lifestyle, and parenting needs. A practitioner of positive psychology, she is on a mission to help people develop a sustainable, positive attitude that can provide a strong foundation for finding great happiness. So excited to talk with Diane. Happy to have you here. Diane, before we get started, can you just let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
Well, thank you so much for having me on today. And I do a few things. I'm a mom. I am a woman, grew up in New York, New Jersey, so I always consider myself a New Yorker. And I am a dog lover. I truly am on about my sixth dog and wanting to have many more of them.
You're on your sixth dog?
Yes, I keep getting more and more dogs.
Well, Diane, we just had to put our beloved cat Ginger down about 2 weeks ago, which is bumming
I'm so
us out.
Sorry.
But I want to get a dog, and I've wanted to get a dog for a long time. So soon I will start researching, and then I will become a dog owner.
You will love it. I promise.
Well, that's good. Oh, well, good. I'm going to hold you to it.
You definitely can.
All right, Diane, I like to start the show with what I call the one thing. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
There are so many things, but the one thing I always tell my clients or what I tell people when I'm doing a workshop is adding gratitude to your life. It is one of the most simplest tools we have to retrain the brain to see positive instead of negative. It's a form of meditation, and we get so many benefits from meditation with no side effects. And it also is just a great way to live a happier and healthier life. So if you could do anything, ask yourself every day, what are 2 to 3 things you're grateful for? Start the day with a gratitude check, I call it. And really just look for the things that you're grateful for that happened the day before, that week, but really pay attention to what is small but really important and really made an impact in your life. It could be something as simple as your dog, and you will know that soon, Bill, as you get one.
That's wonderful. So have an attitude of gratitude, and you can
Absolutely.
Check in throughout the day, even though, I've heard some people say, start your morning with write 3 things you're grateful for down or, before you go to bed. But you can check in throughout the day and go, you know what, that was really cool that just happened to me, or boy, that was really nice that just happened. So you can do that throughout the day as well, right?
I actually do it in the morning, and it's for the day before. Sometimes I do it at night for the full day. It doesn't matter when or how you do it. If you can write it, great. If not, you could say it out loud. You could say it in your head. It's beneficial no matter what. And after 2.5 to 3 months, these little things like gratitude where you're just saying it or writing it become a habit. And you realize how it really, within those 2 to 3 months, you'll notice a quick change in your attitude. Not only do you become happier, but what I've noticed for most people is gratitude allows them to see even the good in a bad situation. And that's a great tool to have because, unfortunately, we will have bad situations, but it's how you react and respond to them.
Well, I think that's a really good point about keep doing it, because eventually it will become a habit. And these small little gratitude, you know, little checkpoints in your mind will add up, and eventually you will have a better attitude and you will enjoy life more and you will look at all the beautiful things that we still have in our lives today, which is important that we need to recognize.
Exactly. Recognizing and becoming aware of the little things will make a big difference.
Well, my goal on this podcast, Diane, is to provide a roadmap for people to live a healthier, inspired life. But you know what? We're not given a manual on how to live our best life. So thankfully, we have people like you to help us get there. So help us out. How do we better manage stress, anxiety, the day-to-day pressures of life? Isn't it tough to find balance until we get all of those under control?
Well, what I have my clients do, and I find it to be one of the most effective tools, is to start what I call the Journal of Truth. And what that is, do you ever keep a food diary where you write down, you know, what you ate during the day, and it really makes you fully aware of what you're really eating, even though you don't think you're eating that much? It's the same kind of philosophy. It's getting one of those little journals, and we want to keep track of four different things, which are our basic needs. And what people don't realize is, even though they're your physical basic needs, how we feel physically affects how we react mentally, cognitively, and how we feel emotionally. And if your basic needs aren't met, then it's really hard to be happy and emotionally healthy. So what I do is I have my clients write down, keep track of these four things. Don't change anything, just really keep track of them. And the four are, how much sleep are you getting? And we know that's a tough one because sleep seems to be one of the hardest things for most people to get. And the truth is, most Americans only get 4 to 6 hours of sleep. Mm. And it's really hard to live on that. We need at least 6 to 7 hours. And when we're getting less than 6 hours, it affects us cognitively, our moods, our emotions, how irritable, the way we snap, our focus, our tension, our energy, all of that's affected. So we want to keep track of our sleep. The second thing we want to keep track of is how much water are we drinking, and that does not include any coffee, tea, or soda. It's just really water because, again, we're usually not drinking enough of it, and it makes us really feel emotionally and physically fatigued.
So coffee doesn't count.
Unfortunately, I wish it did, but can I switch you, Bill, to tea? Because herbal decaffeinated tea counts, so...
Okay,
I know it's
good.
Not going to taste as good, but maybe a chamomile or ginger tea instead of coffee for tomorrow? Maybe?
Beautiful. Thank you. You just saved me. Thank you.
So your water. Your third is, what are you eating and when? Making sure that we're not going long hours without eating, because a lot of us, you know, we're so busy. We have kids. We have work. And we can go 6, 7 hours without eating and then come home and want to, you know, snap at everybody because we're so hungry and famished. And then the last and really important one as well is exercise. So we want to make sure we're exercising for mental health and emotional health. The best way to think about it is if you can walk 4 times a week for 30 minutes, we can get the same or similar effects as an anti-anxiety pill with no side effects. So for the first week, I just have my clients keep track of that. Again, it's called the Journal of Truth. And at the end of the week, we can really go through that journal, and you could do this on your own, and find out what's missing. Because again, for a lot of people, they say they feel blah, low energy, kind of really just unmotivated, and it's not really that they're depressed or have mild depression. It's honestly that their basic needs aren't met. Have you ever gone a few days with, you know, very little sleep, which affects your eating, and then you're living on caffeine and you're just ready to snap?
Yes.
We just want to start there. So that's the first thing to do. Get your emotional needs set, and that'll help everything around.
That's really cool. The Journal of Truth. So the four different things. And let's dig into each one of these just a little bit here.
Sure.
So my listener really gets this. Okay, so we're going to go through how much sleep, how much water, what are you eating and when, and exercise. So how much sleep? Is there a general recommendation? I know you said, you know, a lot of people are getting 4 hours. And unfortunately, in our society, some people view a lack of sleep as a badge of honor. I only get 4 hours of sleep a night. I'm busy. I'm doing. I don't need sleep. Well, in reality, that's not good.
Exactly. And growing up here in the New York area, the type A personality is really popular, and most of us are raised on it. And what happens is getting little sleep is really, it's like you said, wearing a badge. I'm so proud of myself. But the truth is, the normal American gets 4 to 6 hours, but we need at least 6 to 8, preferably 7 to 8 hours. And what happens is, after your third night of sleeping 6 hours or less, it's like not sleeping for 24 hours cognitively. So attention span, focus, concentration, memory, moods, they're all completely off. So the best thing to think about is, you know, 7 to 8 hours might seem a lot for some people, especially single parents who are holding full-time jobs, commuting, dropping off kids. But at least try to get 6 to 6.5 hours if you can. The more the better, but I at least try to get my clients to have 6 to 6.5. And that can make a big difference in your mood. And also, when we don't sleep enough, we crave more sugar. So that can cause a vicious cycle that we don't want. So sleep, very important.
Very important. So please pay attention to sleep. It's not a badge of honor to only get 4 hours of sleep a night. And you know what? You're right. You cannot optimally be your best when you're suffering from a lack of sleep. Okay, water. You know, we hear all these different things, you know, drink your ounces of your weight divided by this and that. And so is there a general rule of thumb? How much water should we be drinking?
Honestly, you know, you hear 8 full glasses of water. You hear you could drink half of your body weight. What I tell people is you really want to drink 6 to 8 glasses of water a day, at least. If you want to drink more, that's great. And again, if you're having broth or you're having herbal decaffeinated tea, like a chamomile, a lemon, a ginger, or even flavored water that doesn't have sugar added in, that's fine too. What happens is a lot of us get that off-peak hour, kind of the blues in the afternoon, like, you know, 2 to 4, where we just feel so tired and fatigued and low energy.
Right.
And
lethargic.
The what?
Yeah, lethargic, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And you go to the vending machine and you try and grab like a snack to wake you up, or you go to get, you know, a cup of coffee to give you a caffeine boost. But the truth is, if you can drink 2 glasses of water in the afternoon and start like an hour before you start getting really tired, so if you start getting the blues between 2 and 3, start drinking around 1, you'll start feeling within about 2 weeks more energetic than you ever felt before. And I have a lot of clients do this, and they will say, wow, I don't have to go and grab that sugary or caffeinated drink. I can really have the energy. And it's just from adding 2 full glasses of water in. So, you know, what's free and easy, right at your kitchen sink, is a great way to just have more energy. And really, it clears out your whole system, goes for clearer skin. I mean, there's so many benefits of drinking water. You would have to drink so much water to get water poisoning. The least of anybody's concern, just make sure you have that water bottle with you and ready to drink.
That is a great tip. So after lunch, you know, 1 o'clock, 1:30, before that 2 o'clock, you know, lethargy sets in.
Yes.
Have that first glass, have a glass of water, and then another one a little bit later on in the afternoon. Great tip. Love it. Okay, number 3, what are you eating and when? So help us out here. Give us some general guidelines on that.
Sure. So what I tell my clients, because I am not a nutritionalist, but what we do know for moods and emotions, which is what I'm going for, mental health, there's 2 things I have my clients looking for. We all want to read food labels, and that's a really important technique. If you're not reading your food labels, really take a full week or two at the supermarket. You know, you go shopping once a week to spend some time really reading the labels. And what we want you to stay away from is if the first few ingredients in any food is sugar, fake sugar, or any form of sugar, you really don't want to eat it. It's not that you can't have sugar that's natural, like in yogurt or fruit. We're talking about added on processed food. So you really want to keep away from sugar. Sugar is so addicting. And really, we've become a society addicted to sugar, and it does the same thing with our moods. When we eat sugar, it brings us high and then brings us low and makes us very fatigued. We don't want that. So you really want to stay away from added sugar as much as possible. The second thing to think about is when you're reading your labels is look on every ingredient, and if you can't pronounce it, don't buy it. Because we want to eat as pure and clean, again, for our moods, for our allergies, for sensitivities. The cleaner we eat, the better we are, healthier and happier. So what that means is just a little bit more cooking, and I am not a fan of cooking, but you really learn to do it, or even salads, you know, adding in salads with some nuts and some fruit, just really trying to eat as clean and pure as we can. And then, the biggest thing to remember, and which I have to remind a lot of my clients, especially women, is they will go, you know, 6 hours without food because they'll try and work, you know, 6 hours straight so they can get home and pick up their kids and be there for activities. And what it does is it gives a drop in our mood and our energy level and how we focus and how we concentrate. So make sure you're having a snack at least every 3 to 4 hours, even if it's just something like an apple with peanut butter or cheese sticks with a few crackers, whole grain. Just really make sure that you have something available, protein bar, something you carry around. Now, so with your water bottle, make sure you have some snacks, healthy, of course, low sugar, and everything you can pronounce.
That's terrific. So read the food label. Watch out for sugar, fake sugar, or any form of sugar on the back, or the words you see and you have no idea what they are and can't pronounce. That's not
yes.
good. Stay away from that. And I like how you said, the cleaner we eat, the healthier we are, and make sure you eat every 3 to 4 hours so you're not going 6 hours and then you're famished and you're looking for anything to, you know, stuff in your mouth. So that's
exactly.
a really good suggestion. And then exercise. What's your guidelines for that?
So exercise, just so everybody knows, is a form of meditation. And one of the best ways, and this just came out scientifically, and I'm so happy to hear this, is that the best way to reach mindfulness is through walking. And that is so great to hear because I have some clients who can't run due to knee injuries or they're older and they don't feel comfortable. But most of us can walk. So if you can do a nice walk, it doesn't have to be a speed walk or a run, and you can walk 4 times a week for at least 20 to 30 minutes, we can get the similar benefits of an anti-anxiety pill. And just like meditation, as you know, you talk about on numerous other shows with guests, there's no side effects. So it's a really great tool to de-stress because every time we exercise, we produce endorphins, which is that happy chemical that makes us feel good, while reducing our stress hormone all at the same time. So that's why we get that runner's high or that exercise high. But we also get all the benefits of mindfulness where we can declutter all the noise and really get a sense of calm and de-stress. So really, even if you want to walk on your lunch break, you just want to try and get a walk in. A lot of my clients have gotten a new pedometer so they can keep up, you know, and know what they're walking and just keep track of it. So carry that water bottle, have your healthy snack, go for a walk. And if you can, I don't know where, you know, everybody's located here. It's a little cold in New Jersey, so I wouldn't suggest it. But if you, you know, when the weather gets nice, if you can go outside and walk in the beautiful, you know, outdoors with nature, you can get all the vitamin D from sun and you get the fresh air. And if you walk around water, a lake, a pond, the beach, you get all the calming effects of water. So get out there and get as much fresh air as you can.
That's beautiful. So walk 4 times a week or shoot for that, 20 to 30 minutes each walk. And you're right, it's free and it's easy. And the benefit that you get from it is amazing. So thank you for sharing that with us. Now let's transition a little bit to the workplace. We spend so much time at work, and if you're unhappy at work, boy, that can have an effect on your personal life too. So, Diane, how do we make the workplace a more positive one?
So, all of us work, and one of the biggest things to think about with work is how you go into work. Moods and emotions are extremely contagious, and it's something we forget about. So, if we all walk into a business meeting and the boss is in a bad mood, it affects us quickly because, one, we notice the mood within 30 seconds to a minute. And the second thing is that mood becomes our mood within 5 to 10 minutes. So when you go into a work environment, not only do you want to come in a good mood and happy and so you can spread it to others, but you want to surround yourself with positive people. So I always have my clients do what we call an emotional detox, which is really looking at your work life, and you could do it in your personal life as well, but really looking at your coworkers, your friends that you associate with at work, and see who are toxic and who isn't. Because we really want to set up boundaries and limitations to keep the toxic people as far away as possible, and instead surround ourselves with positive people that bring us up. Because when we're around negative people, not only is the moods and emotions contagious, but it drains us. So the more positive, the happier we are, the happier everybody else is. So a few things you could do for yourself at work is surround yourself with positive people, set up boundaries and limitations for the people that you can't do that with. And boundaries and limitations have to be healthy for you. They're not about the other person, they're for you. So to remain productive and creative and happy at work, really think about the people you're surrounding yourself with. And also, what mood are you bringing into the workplace? Because you don't want to be spreading it as well.
Moods and emotions are contagious. That is a great quote. Great line. So find out who is toxic, who is not toxic, and surround yourself with those positive people. I suppose you could do that with your personal life, too. That's good advice there as well.
Absolutely. And you really want to think about the next thing for work or your home life is taking few-minute breaks. So 2 to 3 minutes in between, especially if you're sitting in a cubicle and you're staring at a computer all day or on the phone, just take 2 to 3 minute breathing exercises. It's a very simple one. All you want to do is sit in your chair as relaxed as you can be, eyes closed, take a few really deep breaths, and then with your eyes closed in that, you know, chair that you're sitting in, just start counting to yourself very slowly. Just very slowly, like 1, 2. And what that does is it puts you into a meditative state. Very quick one. It'll probably last you 2 to 3 minutes. Most of my clients say they count till about 20 or 30, and then they kind of just zone out. But what it does is when you give yourself that 2 to 5 minute break, it actually brings you back to the here and now. And it refreshes and refuels you. And when you wake up from it, you know, and not that you're fully asleep, but you wake up from that meditative state, you are more productive and creative than you were before. So really important to take those few minute breaks, maybe one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and again, not more than 2 to 5 minutes, but that will really make a difference in your energy levels and your creativity and productivity at the workplace or home. Again, you know, if you're home with kids or you have a home office, same exact thing.
That is a great, simple technique that can help you feel less stressed, more balanced, and optimistic, right?
Absolutely, and really calms you. So if you're having any stress or anxiety, you're having a really tough day at work, it'll calm all the negative, you know, feelings that you have, but also it causes the anxiety to slow down. So if your heart's racing or you feel like there's a brick on your chest, it really relaxes those symptoms as well. So it's really important, not just for productivity and creativity, but just to relax, calm down, and de-stress as well.
That is a great tip. Okay, my listener, I love you with all my heart. Take that tip to heart and put that into practice today, because that's going to help you out at work and in your personal life. Great tip, Diane. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, coming up, we get the high five from Diane Lang. And if I could ask a quick favor, I have one simple goal for this podcast. I want people to walk away with something they've heard to improve their life, to make their life better, to have more meaning and joy in their life. So after the interview with Diane, if you could, jump over to iTunes. You'll find my Which Way Is Life page. If you could rate and review the podcast for me, that gives us a chance to expand our audience and help even more people. So if you could just take 30 seconds and do that for me, I would appreciate it. The high five with Diane Lang is next. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way Is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way Is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way Is Life for your free audio book. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. Now, you probably already use sea salt on your food because you know of its health benefits, but is your salt real? Take a look at the ingredients panel. You might be surprised by what's inside. A lot of salts contain fillers, anti-caking chemicals, even dextrose, which is a type of sugar. So you want a salt like Real Salt that hasn't been stripped of its minerals or had chemicals added. Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's real. Real Salt brand sea salt. Find it at your local health food store or go to realsalt.com. Time for the high five with my guest today, Diane Lang. Diane, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, question number one. With our current divided country, is there a way we can look past political differences and have more compassion towards one another?
I absolutely think so. And the gratitude that we talked about would be one way, and the other one is just every day do one random act of kindness for someone you know, a stranger. Really spread the kindness. I always say if everybody just did one random act of kindness a day, could you imagine what a difference it would make, how the world would be different, no matter if you're Democrat or Republican? Let's just really spread the kindness and work on just being kinder to each other and to ourselves. Remember that self-kindness is just as important.
another easy tip to do, and just start actively looking for those opportunities to drop that random act of kindness right there for somebody. So another great tip. Question number two, Diane, what made you want to become a life coach and positive living expert?
Well, truthfully, it's because I came from such a bad upbringing, and when you come from pain, it usually puts you in this field because it really helps you develop your empathy. And I figured if I can get through having such a bad childhood and the abuse, I know I can help others, and that's really what's important to me. So I'm just thankful that I get to help others for, you know, a living. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you for doing what you do, and I'm sorry you had to go through what you went through. It doesn't sound like it was a very good childhood, so thankfully you came out of that and you turned that bad into good for all of us. So thank you for that. And speaking of upbringing, question number three, how can we all be more positive parents?
So positive parenting is really looking at yourself, because kids from birth till puberty, which could be, you know, varying ages at this point, but let's go 11 to 13 to generalize it, kids learn through observation, role model, and imitation. So really, if you want your kids to be happy, happy parents equal happy kids. Mm. So they're learning from your actions. Pay attention to what you do, what you say, and what you show.
It's almost back to that moods and emotions are contagious. If you're happy, positive, well-grounded, chances are they will be too.
Exactly.
Question number four, do you have a favorite quote or a book you can share with us?
I do. I am a big Maya Angelou fan.
Oh, okay.
And one of her quotes, I love them all, but one of my favorites is, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. And I love that quote because I have so many clients who give people so many chances thinking they can change them or that they, you know, can make them a better person. And what we need to remember is people can only change if they want to change. So only work on yourself, and that is about all we can do. We can control who we are and how we respond. Let everybody else work on themselves. It'll make for a happier environment.
That's a terrific quote, and we're going to put that quote on the show notes page at RadioMD.com. Just search Diane Lang, or you'll see her right on my show page, and we'll have that quote right there. Question number five, Diane, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
That you can always be happier, and you can always improve your life. You're in control of your life. You create it, and that's really a powerful thing to know.
So there's always hope.
Absolutely. There's always hope.
It's never a dead end. If you want better for your life, it's there for the taking. Go and do it.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. Diane, thank you again. And how can we connect with you and learn more about you?
Well, thank you again for having me. And please come visit my website at dlcounseling.com.
Wonderful. And we'll put a link to that and Diane's social media. We'll put that all on the show notes page at RadioMD.com. And Diane, I close every show with this quote. It's one of my favorite, and I like to end the show with this, which is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Diane, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed that interview with Diane Lang. So much good stuff. And remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. And again, if I could ask a favor, jump over to iTunes if you have an iTunes account. Simply rate and review the podcast. That gets us a better ranking and gives us a chance to help more people with this podcast. So if you could just take 30 seconds and do that, I would appreciate it. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. Hook up with me on Which Way Is Life on Twitter. Please do that. Go there right now. Twitter, Which Way Is Life, search. Follow me there. Same thing on Facebook. Connect with me there. I'd love to talk with you. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks again for listening, and stay well. We'll be right back.